Joining us on the line now is NPR's Julie McCarthy, who's with us from London, or I'm told will be very shortly. We've been following the development of today's events. Shortly after 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 local time in Afghanistan, the U.S. and Britain launched military strikes against terrorist targets in Afghanistan. With us now is Julie McCarthy from London. Julie, would you please tell us about the role of the British forces in these ongoing attacks?
Prime Minister Blair confirmed that British nuclear submarines were involved in the attacks, launching missiles into Afghanistan. Britain has made available the base on Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. Air assets are being deployed. As it happens, Jackie, a massive military exercise that was already scheduled is underway with British forces and forces in Oman, quite near the theater. It's the largest assembly of British troops and airmen and naval power since the Suez Canal incident. And the HMS Trafalgar, which was part of this exercise, is now steaming closer to the scene. So Britain is certainly well positioned to assist. And there's no question that there's been intensive coordination between Washington and London. Tony Blair and President Bush, from the earliest hours of the attacks on the United States, were talking the same language. If Blair was credited with being more eloquent, it's been said here that the Prime Minister was Winston Churchill to President Bush's John Wayne. But the British and American diplomatic, military, and now humanitarian operations are very much one and the same.
Julie, as you point out, certainly Prime Minister Blair is a critical ally. Could you tell us something about the response, if you've had a chance to learn it yet, of the British people and others in the UK to Britain's participation in this?
Well, so far, people seem to be climbing on board. As this happened, there was the Conservative Party conference that got underway, and nothing but stalwart and robust support from that conference. Tomorrow, there will be an emergency session of Parliament, and they will be debating this anew. But make no mistake about it, the United States and Britain are doing the heavy lifting insofar as this international coalition against terrorism is concerned. The British people knew that's what they were headed in for. And Tony Blair is the European linchpin that the United States has counted on to do a lot of persuading. Britain is important on a number of fronts. The United States hasn't found it as easy as the Persian Gulf War to build a solid and unflinching coalition. Some of Washington's friends in the Middle East are reluctant joiners. There's anxiety in modern Arabs, some of the moderate Arab states, about a backlash against their own regimes, and British officials were swarming through the region trying to solidify some support. They were in Iran, for example, laying the groundwork for possible support there. So they're playing a valuable role in trying to line up these frontline states in the coalition. Tony Blair was in Pakistan meeting with the leadership there. He went to India. You know, and of course, the British can be enormously helpful just by virtue of their own experience and the historic role they had in what became known as the Great Game, you know, this part of the world. They were defeated in this part of the world at one point and were part of the Great Game to see who and how it would be who would dominate the Central Asian states. So, and that's got to be key to the success or failure of what the U.S. is trying to do here. All history is going to be helpful. And, of course, Britain's special forces are superbly trained. They know intelligence, and human intelligence especially. So there's a lot they bring to the table.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Julie. We'll be getting back to you later. NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking to us from London.